Oh, another song I'm loving just now. It's Alex and Samini in the studio today. Suzanne is away for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. Not just holidaying. She's actually, she's on holiday just now. She's doing some backpacking.
Yeah, and I think there's a little bit of work there that she needs to do as well. So it's not just, it's not all play. There's some work that needs to be done as well, but we will miss her.
Poor Suzanne, what a tough job she has.
Yeah, you know, but let's call her, see if her phone's on.
She gets sent all over the world having to do these horrible things like going on holiday just to see what it's like and tell us about it. We were talking about YouTube and the effects that posting something can have on your life, or even how irate people get over the silliest little things. Well, there was a YouTube clip that came out last year. I personally love this, and I'm going to play this for you and see whether A, you remember it, because it's been some time now and hopefully things have died down, but then tell you what happened after this poor girl did this, that can, what can only be classed as a poor song. It was called Friday, and it's by Rebecca Black. Samini hasn't heard this, so listen to the words.
Okay.
Listen to the music. Think 15-year-old girl, she's at school, she's posted this on YouTube. Imagine what happened after this.
Downstairs, gotta have my bowl, gotta have cereal. Seeing everything, the time is going, ticking on and on, everybody's rushing. Gotta get down to the bus stop, gotta catch my bus. I see my friends kicking in the front seat, sitting in the back seat. Gotta make my mind up.
That is my favourite annoying song in the whole world ever. RB, you rock.
I think we need to make an announcement.
Tomorrow is Saturday, yesterday
the station
Thursday.
Hasn't been hijacked, kidnapped by a teeny bopper. you know, singing. And they're very preoccupied about which seat they're going to sit in, huh? There's something about the back seat,
sitting
front
in the
seat.
Front seat, should have sit in the back seat. Today's Friday, yesterday was Thursday, tomorrow's Saturday. Oh. I mean, it's just, you...
Intellectually fascinating.
Fantastic. Weekend.
She loves it. Alex loves it. Is it because it's something to do with cars, maybe?
There's could a lot something of to do. I just, from the first time I heard it, I just giggle every time. It makes me feel great. But unfortunately, that's not the way that everybody felt. And the poor girl, at first it was like quite a running joke and everybody was posting it everywhere. And unfortunately, after that, everything went wrong for her. I mean, she got bullied at school. She had to leave school. She got death threats.
Poor thing.
The police had to guard her house. The whole family had to move. And I'm not very sure whether... I personally don't think it was anything that was done as a, you know, look at this girl, she's going to have a fantastic career. Because she's quite, you know, she's not like stereotypically pretty and she doesn't have a great voice. Obviously, it's heavily, heavily produced. And you know, the song is absolutely rubbish, although the tune is quite catchy. And you kind of think that people would take it as is, a bit of a joke.
No, just but yeah, that kind of anger, you know, the aggressive sort of comments and responses. Well, certainly we now know that we cannot be naive about the things that we share or the views that we express or the points that we have or like she did here. She thought she had a certain talent and she put it out there. I think that being naive about the kind of feedback that it's always going to be positive or it's always going to be nice. There's been enough examples now for us to know that no, that's not going to happen. There's also the shock factor, you know. There's something about seeing something that has been inappropriately done or produced that everyone gets interested and jumps on the bandwagon and they want to see it. Unfortunately, the internet is a fantastic place for collectively insulting people, and there's this dark side of our human nature of getting together and collectively being mean or insulting someone without people knowing who we are, you know, casting stones and things like that. So in a way, it allows for that to happen. But it's very unfortunate because this poor girl, her life can be affected as a result of this. And she probably suffered immensely.
And she did. And as I said, when I said to you, you know, you've got to hear this and look at it. And you said that there's loads on the internet still about her.
Yes. Yeah. Lots of analysis about how this happened, why people's reactions to it, even going as far as saying it probably went viral the way it did because right now we have such low expectations of our young generation that this kind of not even mediocre but substandard sort of performance confirms the arrogance, you know, coupled with lack of talent.
How can you say substandard? I think that's one of the greatest tunes ever written.
Absolutely. You know, it's a multi
lyrically she's just like singer-songwriter definitely of the future. Should probably be hiding forever now, poor girl.
Yeah.
It'd be a good idea, actually, to look over some of the warning signs to look for if in your teen, if you're concerned that maybe Facebook or internet or social media are impacting on their mood, potentially causing depression even.
Yes, that's right, definitely. So warning signs to look for in your teens or even with yourself. So looking at the way in which your connectivity to the internet might be causing you problems. First of all, this sort of compulsion or obsession. If you feel that you need to spend large amounts of time looking in your phone, being on the internet, on Facebook or Twitter. So if your cognitive activity is occupied with thoughts of what am I going to tweet next? What am I going to post on Facebook? Or I'm going to take this picture so that I can post it, then you know that you're being compulsive and obsessing too much about connectivity to the internet, even when you're not connected. And that's problematic. Social isolation. So if the teen or the adult is spending more time alone or online rather than having face-to-face time with friends and family members. And this is really important, I think, as a part of our technological etiquette, really important when we're sitting with family and friends. I think nothing more irritating than someone who is pretending they're listening but they're BBMing or sending messages and they're kind of just saying, you know, and you know that they're not with you, but put your phone down, and when you're having real time with someone, try and disconnect.
Yeah, I'm trying to do, I must admit, I'm quite bad for that. I think I'm so bouncy all the time that I generally think I can do lots of things at once.
Yeah,
and I've realized that you do have to put.
We're something. Spreading ourselves thin. This kind of technological multitasking is really creating a thin surface for us emotionally and personally. Academic performance as well. So if you're professional or academic performance, if there's a decline in grades in the teen or the person in college, or as well as professionally if you're not doing as well, if there's a change in one's physical appearance and health, so you're not exercising as much as you should, or you're not having enough movement, and so there's been lots of weight gain.
What if your thumbs are moving quickly? Like if your thumbs move all the time, it's okay?
Yeah, well, there's hand and eye coordination is one of the positives, you know, is one of the advantages